Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A Hindu monastery worker in Bangladesh was hacked to death on an early morning walk today in what local police believe is the latest in a string of brutal attacks against religious minorities throughout the country. Though no group has just taken responsibility for the killing, but local officials say it bears the marks of similar attacks carried out by Islamist militants. An American citizen who fled the United States and joined the Islamic State before claiming to have undergone a change of heart is back in the U.S. to face terror charges. Mohammed Jamal Kawes had told Kurdistan TV he went to the Middle East because of a girl but ended up with IS and didn't like what he encountered.
I didn't really support their ideology, and that's when I decided I needed to escape.
26-year-old first made headlines when he was detained by Kurdish Peshmerga forces in northern Iraq in March, becoming one of just a handful of American IS to be captured on the battlefield. Kawes, who said little during his initial court appearance, is charged with providing and conspiring to provide material support to the Islamic State. The counts carry a maximum penalty of 20 years behind bars. Israeli security forces have arrested a third suspect in Wednesday's terror attacks in Tel Aviv, which killed 4 and wounded 5. They captured the person in the West Bank town of Yatta. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the suspect a collaborator with the two Palestinian cousins from Yatta who carried out Wednesday's attack. Both are in police custody. This is VOA News. A 6.1 magnitude earthquake has hit western Nicaragua today. There were no immediate reports of casualties. Epicenter of that quake was 17 kilometers east of the town of Puerto Morazan. Former World Bank economist Pedro Kaczynski has won the closest presidential contest in Peru in 5 decades. With all the votes counted, Kaczynski defeated Keiko Fujimori, daughter of imprisoned ex-president Alberto Fujimori. Kaczynski has promised to revive Peru's economic growth that has slowed with lower mineral prices. In U.S. politics, President Obama has endorsed Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton after meeting with her rival Bernie Sanders. That happened Thursday in a bid to unite the party and defeat controversial Republican nominee Donald Trump. Mr. Obama made the endorsement in videotape remarks released by the Clinton campaign.
Look, I know how hard this job can be. That's why I know Hillary will be so good at it. In fact, I don't think there's ever been someone so qualified to hold this office. She's got the courage, the compassion, and the heart to get the job done.
White House says President Obama will campaign with Clinton for the first time during an appearance in Wisconsin next week. Mr. Obama carried that state in both general elections when he ran for president. In a traditional Muslim ceremony, many paid tribute Thursday to boxing great Muhammad Ali, who died last week. VOA's Ramon Taylor reports from Ali's hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, where later today he will also be remembered in an interfaith service.
Shia, Sunni, Salafi, Sufi. If there is one person who could transcend the diversity of Islam's major schools of thought and bring representatives together under one roof in Kentucky, his name is Muhammad Ali. During Thursday's janaza, a Muslim funeral service in Ali's hometown of Louisville, thousands of mourners paid final tribute to a man they championed for championing them.
Muhammad Ali never shied away from identifying as a Muslim, and he wore that identity on his sleeve, and it just gave me a sense of pride.
Hassan from California attended the ceremony on behalf of her late uncle and father, who knew Ali well. Like them, she says, Ali was willing to live and die by his principles. Ramon Taylor, VOA News, Louisville, Kentucky.
And scientists are saying the monstrous El Nino weather pattern dubbed Godzilla by the U.S. Space Agency is dead. Up next for the Earth is La Nina, the cooler opposite of El Nino. La Nina also brings rain to parts of Australia, Southeast Asia, and cooler temperatures to Africa, Asia, South America, and Canada.
That's the latest world news from VOA.